Good afternoon, everyone. Today, I will be talking about the collaborative approach to examine the quality of care among Montana adults with diabetes enrolled in Medicaid. I have no relationship to disclose. In the next 15 minutes, I will talk about how this project came about, the goals of the project, and who were the major partners. Next, I will show a 3-minute video demonstrating the dashboard, which was one of the outputs of this project. I will also share with you results related to diabetes outcome measures, and then I'll talk about where we are now in terms of using data and who is using that data, followed by conclusions and acknowledgments. So the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act serves to improve the quality of care for adults enrolled in Medicaid through the identification of healthcare quality measures. In July 2012, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare announced funding for adult Medicaid quality grants. Montana was one of the 26 states who got awarded the funding. There were 3 goals for this grant. First was to conduct at least 2 Medicaid quality improvement projects related to adult healthcare quality measures. Montana selected 2 areas for quality improvement. The first one was the comprehensive diabetes care, and the second was the adherence to antipsychotics for individuals with schizophrenia. The second goal of this grant was to establish and foster partnerships with various government and non-government entities. Some of the major key players Montana Medicaid partnered with were the Montana Technology Service Division, the Quality Assurance Division, and several programs within the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, such as the Diabetes Program, the Asthma Control Program, the Cancer Control Programs, and the Cardiovascular Health Program, among others. The partners' role in this project was to discuss the collection, reporting, and the use of data. The final requirement of this grant was to develop an easy-to-use data-driven tool and to enhance staff capacity to report, assess, and use the data to improve the quality of care in Medicaid. In addition to these 3 goals, states were required to collect and report at least 15 of the adult healthcare quality measures. Montana selected 18 measures, of which 3 were related to diabetes. Those 3 measures include the National Quality Forum measures, NQF 272, for diabetes short-term complications admissions rate, NQF 63, which is for LDL cholesterol screening, and NQF 57, hemoglobin A1C testing. All of these 18 measures are part of the dashboard, which you will see next in a short video. The video you're about to see represents 2 different dashboards, one for the adult quality measure dashboard, and the second, the diabetes-specific dashboard. These dashboards report on 18 quality measures. Each year has over 30,000 Medicaid members, members aged over 18 through 75 years of age, and had a lab test within the last 12 months. In this video, you will see comparison of different timeframes of data. However, after the video, I will share with you results specific to diabetes for year 2011 and 2012. So let's take a look at the video, and I hope this will work.
This dashboard built on Tableau data visualization file has been developed by the state of Montana and is used to analyze our diabetes care. It provides a multifaceted analysis on different angles of healthcare quality, avoidable hospitalization, and it also provides flexibility and drill-down capability to stratify the quality measures based on many factors.
As you saw in this video, we can look at adherence rate in many different ways. This graph shows that Medicaid patients aged 18 through 75 were more frequently screened in the last 12 months for A1C than LDL. However, the adherence rates declined for both measures from the previous year. Also, both measures were around 23% below the Medicaid benchmark's adherence rates. The adherence rate might be low because not all physicians follow the recommended screening guidelines. Results on this slide indicate that disparities exist between race when adhering to LDL and A1C screening. We can see in this graph that whites did significantly better obtaining LDL and A1C tests in the last 12 months compared to American Indian Alaskan Natives. This graph shows that Medicaid adults aged 18 through 64 had significantly higher adherence rates for A1C and LDL tests compared to other Medicaid adults aged 65 years and older. This slide illustrates a rate per 100,000 population for Medicaid adults hospitalized for short-term diabetes complications, NQF measure 272, in 2011 and 2012. The rate for patients aged 18 through 75 years dropped for both males and females from the previous year. However, in 2012, there were much fewer short-term complications from diabetes for hospitalizations for men compared to women. Now, where are we with this project? Currently, the data are accessible through the dashboards by major partner of this project, but not limited to this group. Since the availability of this dashboard at the beginning of this year, data are used to engage new and potential partners to improve the quality of care in Medicaid, inform policies, and improve program interventions. For example, the Bullhook Community Health Center, located in north central Montana, used these data to improve lab test results for A1C and LDL. They also work to improve the care delivery to patients with diabetes by implementing the TeachBest technique. These data are also used for grant reporting. Throughout this project, there were several aha moments. The folks in the Medicaid office realized that not all partners gather data as a routine day-to-day operations. During the first year of this project, it was important to work with partners to discuss how data might be analyzed and used effectively. Another lesson learned was that partners have diverse client base to serve beyond the Medicaid population. Also, it was critical to give these partners a feeling of ownership in what this project can accomplish when discussing improving healthcare for all. I want to conclude by saying that this project not only enhanced collaborating among different groups that haven't partnered with each other before, but also provided accessible and more personalized view of data for users who aren't formally trained in data analytics, and empowered individuals to manipulate, visualize, and use the data to measure and improve the quality of care in Medicaid. And lastly, I would like to acknowledge Sarah Bracco, the program manager for Montana Diabetes Program, who worked closely with Mike Barrows, the project manager from the Montana Medicaid office, Alex D. and Steve Johnson from the Lewin Group, who developed the dashboards and put together a video for this presentation, and lastly, Laura Eichenborg from Optimum for the initial contribution to this project. Thank you.